Test 1, Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers are talking about study programs they have attended during the summer holidays. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about it. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3.
Speaker 1.
Last summer, I went to Argentina with UNEP, which stands for United Nations Environment Programme, to study wildlife. It was an amazing experience that helped me realise that what I wanted to do one day was right there in Argentina. And that's because it involved being one-on-one with nature and taking part in actual scientific projects. We collected data every morning and did some really interesting field work. And I saw animals I'd never have imagined I would see. The program really taught me a lot about myself. I also made a lot of friends and became more independent and self-confident. Speaker 2.
Well, I went to Brazil with an organisation called Friends of the Earth to study the flora and fauna of a particular area in the jungle. They run expeditions all around the world, but I chose this particular one because of the type and location of the accommodation offered. Our group was stationed in an amazing little hotel in the middle of a jungle and, listen to this, it was possible to sleep outside on the balcony, which is what I did, of course. The view from my balcony was otherworldly and the sunsets were spectacularly mind-blowing. All in all, it was an amazing experience. Speaker 3.
Last summer, I attended a writing course at King's College, London. It was a very useful and interesting experience, and I got a lot out of it. The work did stretch me, I must admit it, but I enjoyed it nevertheless, and I have gained immensely from the experience. In a relatively short period of time, my writing improved enormously, which made it all worthwhile. During the course, I had the opportunity to learn not only about writing strategies, techniques and methodology, but also how to craft my own work. Moreover, I received feedback for my work from both my classmates and the lecturer, which was very helpful. Speaker 4.
Last summer, I took a summer course in art at an international art school based in Cyprus. There were students there from all over the world, and the setting of the school was amazing and stimulating. So were the teachers and the course itself. But if you ask me what I got most out of it was, I'd have to say it was teamwork, making new friends and finding out about other cultures. It was not how I developed as an artist, because I spent more time socialising than actually doing any work. I simply couldn't pass up the chance of getting to know people from other cultures. Speaker 5.
Last summer, I attended a language summer course in Italy. I've always been pretty bad at languages, and I have been unable to learn any, despite having been taught a couple at school. So, I've always wished that I could learn a foreign language to stop feeling so inadequate. So, when I was told that Italian is one of the easiest languages in the world, and that most people can learn it well enough to attend university in a year, well, I thought this was my chance to learn a single foreign language. And it worked. The course lasted a month and it was 5 hours a day.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
Last summer, I went to Argentina with UNEP, which stands for United Nations Environment Programme, to study wildlife. It was an amazing experience that helped me realise that what I wanted to do one day was right there in Argentina. And that's because it involved being one-on-one with nature and taking part in actual scientific projects. We collected data every morning and did some really interesting field work. And I saw animals I'd never have imagined I would see. The program really taught me a lot about myself. I also made a lot of friends and became more independent and self-confident. Speaker 2.
Well, I went to Brazil with an organisation called Friends of the Earth to study the flora and fauna of a particular area in the jungle. They run expeditions all around the world, but I chose this particular one because of the type and location of the accommodation offered. Our group was stationed in an amazing little hotel in the middle of the jungle and, listen to this, it was possible to sleep outside on the balcony, which is what I did, of course. The view from my balcony was otherworldly and the sunsets were spectacularly mind-blowing. All in all, it was an amazing experience. Speaker 3.
Last summer, I attended a writing course at King's College, London. It was a very useful and interesting experience, and I got a lot out of it. The work did stretch me, I must admit it, but I enjoyed it nevertheless, and I have gained immensely from the experience. In a relatively short period of time, my writing improved enormously, which made it all worthwhile. During the course, I had the opportunity to learn not only about writing strategies, techniques and methodology, but also how to craft my own work. Moreover, I received feedback for my work from both my classmates and the lecturer, which was very helpful. Speaker 4.
Last summer, I took a summer course in art at an international art school based in Cyprus. There were students there from all over the world, and the setting of the school was amazing and stimulating. So were the teachers and the course itself. But if you ask me what I got most out of it was, I'd have to say it was teamwork, making new friends and finding out about other cultures. It was not how I developed as an artist, because I spent more time socialising than actually doing any work. I simply couldn't pass up the chance of getting to know people from other cultures. Speaker 5.
Last summer I attended a language summer course in Italy. I've always been pretty bad at languages, and I have been unable to learn any, despite having been taught a couple at school. So, I've always wished that I could learn a foreign language to stop feeling so inadequate. So, when I was told that Italian is one of the easiest languages in the world, and that most people can learn it well enough to attend university in a year, well, I thought this was my chance to learn a single foreign language. And it worked. The course lasted a month and it was 5 hours a day.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.